Whew.
God, that rain cloud opened up right over my head. I've never loaded this log basket so fast. Kind of went overboard, actually. We probably don't need this many, but I will. Oh, no, you stay there. I can handle it. It's not that heavy compared to some things I move around on a daily basis. How are you liking my cabin? Pretty comfy, huh? There we go. Blimey. That's some heavy rain. I was only in it for, 30 seconds? And I feel soaked already. I'm gonna load this fire right up. Get it nice and toasty warm in here. Hope these still burn all right. Ah, they probably will. They got a little wet on the way back from the log shelter, but I reckon they'll be okay. Yeah, the log shelter roof's still looking okay, though it's not been tested like this for a long, long time. I really hope it doesn't have a leak. If all those logs get soaked, best not to think about it. I'm just gonna hope for the best. Those ones are only wet on the outside, but once that water evaporates, they should burn well. Nicely seasoned wood, this. There we are. All loaded up. Roaring away. Don't want to keep it going like that for too long, mind. Otherwise we'll run out of logs in a few hours and, well, there's no way I'm going back outside in that weather again. Well, of course I would for you. Surely that goes without saying. If we ran out of logs and you really wanted more, I'd be back out there in a heartbeat. But you'd do the same for me, right? Right? You know, I'm gonna just take that silence as a yes. I'll hold you to it, though. You best just hope it never comes up. Oh, I wouldn't hold your breath. I reckon this rain's gonna be going on for a while. I might end up asking you, you know. Oh yeah, that sky looked angry. It wasn't just one cloud. Dark skies as far as the eye could see out there. Couldn't see the moon at all, which is a real shame. It'll be really big tonight behind that cloud cover. Tomorrow's a full moon, I think. Right, I thought so. Of course you'd know. Which, by the way, if you hear, howling tomorrow night, that's just me practicing my singing. I like to do that once a month or so, just in case I ever fancy joining a choir, I guess. I'm sorry, that joke didn't really land. Yeah, of course it was a joke. Werewolves don't exist. Don't be silly. I'm glad you tolerate my shit. Oh, hell yeah, the sofa is comfy, huh? I didn't buy it anywhere, though, I'm afraid. I made it myself. That's why the upholstery is kind of wonky, but I'm glad you like it. The wooden frame underneath, I could do that with my eyes closed. But stitching a square sofa cushion together? God, I don't know why I find it so hard. I think I'm fairly happy with the result, though. Maybe next time I'll do the frame and you can do the upholstery. We can make a nice squashy armchair to go with it or something. Oh, whatever your skill level, I'm sure you're better at that than me. Yeah, that'd be fun. Now, I reckon this weather calls for a hot chockey. What do you think? Oh no, I keep this place stocked up with the good stuff. Instant hot chocolate powder? Come on. You're worth more than that. No, you're getting the real shit. I blend up a few teaspoons full of chocolate flakes. Real good chocolate too, stuff you'd actually want to eat, not just bake with. And a teaspoon of cocoa powder to make it really rich. It's good as fuck. Bit of sugar to taste, if you like. Whole milk? Bob's your uncle. It's worth the calories, trust me. Mm-hmm. Then I have this silly little gadget someone got me once specifically for making hot chocolate with. It's basically like a heated milk frother or something. I scoffed at it at first. I thought it was just a bit of a waste of money. But it has this system that I think it uses a magnet. So it stirs itself without any awkward crevices for stuff to get stuck in. And it's actually a nice little thing. I'd never buy them for myself, but it was a nice gift. Oh, fuck yeah. There's even some whipped cream. I'm going whole hog with this thing. Let's go. How sweet do you want yours? Very sensible. You can always add sugar later if you want it sweeter, but you can't take it out once it's dissolved. There we go. I'll just leave that to whip everything up and then... Whoa. Whoa. Thunder. Fuck yeah. Ugh. It's a shame we had the curtains drawn. I wonder how close it was. It seemed pretty loud. Hold on. Oh, it is looking stormy out there. I wonder if we'll get another lightning strike or if it was just a one-off. Babe, come on. Come have a look. I think this is the first thunderstorm we've experienced together, isn't it? I want to see the lightning with you by my side. Babe? You okay? Honey, what's the matter? You look terrified. Is it the storm? The lightning? Ah, baby, it's okay. I'll close this curtain again. Here. Shh. It's alright. I had no idea you were afraid of thunder and lightning. I'm sorry I got excited about it. I hope that didn't seem insensitive. I'm sorry, hon. It's okay. I've got you. Shh. Sorry, I've never met anybody with astrophobia before. That's the word for it, right? Well, I've no experience with it, but I'm gonna do my best for you, okay? Hold on. The hot chocolate's finished. Let me get that for you. Stay right here. It won't be a moment. If there's another lightning strike while I'm over here and you're on your own, don't worry. I will go and personally knock Thor out for you. Like, that guy will be toast. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your trust in me, babe. I reckon I could beat Thor in a fight, too. That guy wouldn't stand a chance. There you go. He must have heard us. Didn't dare to send another bolt of lightning while I was away from you. Now, get back in here. There's a nice little spot under my arm that's just the right size for you. There we go. Nothing to be afraid of. Here, try this hot chockey. Use it to, center yourself, maybe. Using all your senses is meant to be good for anxiety, right? I'm sorry, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm here for you. If you were made of wood, then I might have a clue. But then I'd be talking to a tree. And, like, that'd be weird. I don't know why I'd be talking to a tree. Now, how's that hot chocolate? It's good, right? God, I hope I didn't overhype it. The best you've ever had. Shucks, come on. You must be messing with me. I know it's good, but... Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. Hold that mug nice and tight. Focus on the warmth. Oh, that was close. But don't worry. We're going to be totally fine. Just take a sip. Focus on the warmth in your mouth, the flavor, the sensations on your tongue. Let those pleasure receptors tingle. If pleasure receptors exist. Is that a thing? I've definitely heard the phrase before, but... whatever. I'm sure it's a thing. Right. Whatever part of you it is that's tingling when you're drinking my hot choccy, that's where the pleasure receptors are. Gosh, your hands really are shaking. It's okay. Yeah, let me take that and put it down for you for a moment. It's not going anywhere. I'm sure it'll still be nice and warm when we get back to it. Come on now. Focus on my breathing. Do it with me. There we go. Full lungs, yeah? Nice and calm. I totally understand why you're scared. It's this big, scary force of nature, right? Out of your control and everything, but we're totally safe here, I promise you. No, really, I'm not just saying that. We're actually really, really safe. I keep forgetting you aren't familiar with my little cabin. Can't believe this is the first time I've brought you here. You just keep breathing nice and steady and focus on my voice, and I'll tell you why we're as safe as we can be here, yeah? I know, it's okay. I know it sounds really close, but shh, it's gonna be just fine. Let me tell you why, okay? Okay. Breathe deep. Firstly, we're in a cabin out in the woods, and the trees in that forest are really tall. It's a sequoia forest, redwood. They grow really, really fucking tall. So, this little cabin is just about the shortest thing for miles around. Lightning naturally wants to take the shortest path. So, if it's going to strike anything around here, it's going to be one of those huge trees, not this little house. Exactly. Wouldn't make any sense for this little thing to get struck. Especially when, for exactly that purpose, I actually climbed up a few of the tallest trees years ago and attached lightning rods to them. Not sure of the legality of that, but I wanted to know for sure that I was safe in just such a situation as this. Now, keep that breathing nice and slow and steady for me, yeah? Like this. Just like that. That one sounded further away, so we might be coming out the other side of this now. Anyway, you see, if lightning strikes near here, we'll be fine. It's not going to strike us, it'll strike a tree. Well, you know, good point. What if it strikes one of the trees and it falls down? Might it hit the house? That's a good point. I guess in that case, we'll just die. I'm sorry, I definitely shouldn't make jokes when you're anxious about it. I kind of like dark humor when I'm feeling stressed. But no, I thought of that too. Don't worry. You might have noticed this cabin's in a clearing. Well, I made sure to clear away any trees that were too close. It's physically impossible for a tree to hit this cabin if it falls. We're just too far away from any of them. And besides, even if a tree did somehow hit the cabin, come on. I built this thing. That roof is strong as fuck. The tree would probably just snap in half, like the roof's a log splitter or something. Well, no, okay. I might be overestimating its strength a little. It is very strong, but it doesn't matter, because it's not possible for a tree to hit us. Yeah, so, we're totally safe. I understand that that might not help with the anxiety all that much. It's irrational, isn't it? But do you feel a little better, my love? Good. Now stay cuddled up with me. I'll stroke your hair and your face a little. Sorry if my hands are kind of rough. manual labour for a living, I'll do that to you. So, I try to remember to moisturise. Oh, hey, have a little more of that hot chocolate. Don't want it going cold. I'm going to have some of mine too. I was so wrapped up in looking after you, I forgot all about it. Holy shit. That's good. I outdid myself. Hey, well done, my love. You barely reacted to that one. Nice. It sounded way further away. You're right. I reckon we're through the worst of it, you know. Might just hear a gentle rumble occasionally, but I don't think there are going to be any actual strikes anywhere near us now. I hope that makes you feel better. Yeah. Good. I'm really proud of you, you know. No, I'm being honest. I'm not messing with you at all. If this is something you have a legitimate phobia of, then you got through that like a champion. Pain. Nothing to be ashamed of. It's not as though you chose to be like this. Everybody has something they're afraid of. Okay. Look, I'm gonna let you in on a secret. See me, huge, 6'2", big, bearded, muscly, burly guy. That's me. And I'm scared of mice. I don't like how they skitter about. Even though they're tiny, there's just something about it that... So, if there's ever a mouse in here, you're the one dealing with it, okay? And you can make me the hot chocolate to comfort me. I'll be shivering like a baby afterwards. I'm mostly serious, yeah. So, honestly, anybody can develop a phobia. And it doesn't mean you're a failure or a worse person for it. Doesn't mean you're a coward. If you can be properly petrified by something like that in a way you can't control, but still come out the other side of it happy and whole, then you've won. You've overcome something that's difficult for you. It doesn't matter that it might not be difficult for other people. It's difficult for you. And you are you. And you got through it. You hear that? Only just. That was, like, the faintest rumble. Must be miles and miles away now. So, if there was nothing to be afraid of before, now there is truly nothing to be afraid of. We can go back to enjoying the sound of the rain on the roof. That occasional rumble of thunder, just a backdrop. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I tell you what. That noise is making me kind of sleepy. Let's cuddle up on this sofa and see if we can nod off for a bit. What do you reckon? Just put your head on my chest right here. If you hear that thunder rumbling again, just let it blend in with my heartbeat, okay? I love you, sweetheart. I'll be right here.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing for you to worry about.